Shalom Aleichem. I just had the Swiss to come back from Eretz Yisrael this morning. Like this, maybe it wouldn't be allowed to leave. But since they asked me to say this year, so if it's already allowed to leave. It says in this week's parasha, "Vayelech ish mi beis Levi, vayikach es bas Levi." That there was a shidduch that happened between a man from Shevet Levi with a bas Levi, and then they make the cheshbon that from that shidduch was born Moshe Rabbeinu. So of course we know from later pesukim who the Ishmi Beis Levi was and who the bas Levi was, even though for whatever reason the Torah doesn't divulge the exact identities of the parents at this moment. But eventually they're going to tell us that it's the children, that Moshe is the child of Amram and Yocheved. So, well, what's interesting about Yocheved, we're calling her Bas Levi, because in a certain way, Yocheved being a Bas Levi is a little different somehow than everyone else being a Bas of somebody, because there's a special Nakuda in her Leda that's unique. So the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Daf Kufchav Gimel Amud Aleph, that Bo Minei Abba Chalipa Kruya Mei Reb Chiya Bar Abba. So this Amari asks Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Bechlolon Ata Moitzei Shivim, Bepratan Ata Moitzei Shivim Chos Echa. It says that Shivim Nefesh Yardu L'Mitzrayim. It says that in Sefer Bereishis, it says it again in Sefer Shmos. But if you've counted up in the Pesukim in Parashas Vayigash, you see there's only 69. So how do you get to 70? Amalei Tuma Hoysim Dina. So Siv has Dina Bita. So he said, well, Dina had a twin. So the other Amari, Tain is back, Almiata Tuma Hoysim Binyam. Dir Siv has Binyam and Achiv, Benimoy. So the same kind of drush you can make to have find another twin by Binyamin. So you're not gaining anything. Now you're up to 71, but you're not hitting 70. Omar, so he says, you're right, I was hiding something. I knew something that I didn't want to tell you. Because my goal is Toiva Hoysa Biyodi. I had this diamond, but Atim Evakash L'Abdami Men, and you're trying to take it away from me. Hachi Amar Rabbi Chamer Bar Chanina, Zu Yocheved Sheirosa B'Derech V'Leidosa Bein HaChoymas. That who's the, he says that Rabbi Chamer Bar Chanina said, who's the 70th? It's Yocheved. Because Levi's wife was traveling and pregnant. And then Yocheved was born Bein HaChoymas. As the doors opened, as they were coming into Mitzrayim, Yocheved was born. Shenema, Ashiyolda Oysel Levi, Vimitzrayim. It's a special pasuk that says in Parashas Pinchas, says that she was born to Levi in Mitzrayim. So, Leidosa Vimitzrayim and her Us Vimitzrayim. She was born to Levi in Mitzrayim means that the pregnancy was from before and the birth was in Mitzrayim. And so that's the remez. That she's actually the 70th one in the Cheshbon. So, Lechari is a very big problem. But before we get to the problem, but let's just look at the Gemara itself. The Gemara is calling attention to this. It's presenting this Tvarit in a very unusual way. It doesn't just tell you an Agata, or even somebody asked a question and he gave him an answer. No, he asked him the question. And he's being evasive and trying to see if he can get the asker to accept an answer that he shouldn't have to. And then when he reveals it, he says to him out to Bikish Ata mevakesh la'avda mimeni. When he reveals it, he says he's losing something by revealing it. It's a very unusual thing to qualify, to quantify a piece of Torah in this way, to identify that this is a piece of Torah that if he says it over, it's a hefset for him. So it's very hard to understand what's going on here. But whether or not I can pin down exactly what the Chazal is saying here, but one thing for sure is that they're putting big quotation marks around this piece of Torah. If it's just a cheshbon, this is how you get to 70. So you don't need this whole mice. By giving a whole thing, he's trying not to tell him, and when he tells him, he's losing something. So it's red light sirens are going off, saying something's going on over here. So I want to suggest a mahalach, which, if I'm right, it's Vamish Nervoim. If I'm wrong, I'm going to drink the cup. But here's my idea. Later on, so I'm going to skip to the end and then go back to the middle. So later on, in Parshas Pinchas, when it introduces Yocheved, it's actually officially in Parshas Pinchas, the whole job is to count the Yidden or to tell you the names of the Shvatim and their children. And then it goes back in Chaz and it says like this, "V'shem Eishes Amram Yocheved Bas Levi." And the name of the wife of Amram was Yocheved Bas Levi, Yocheved the daughter of Levi, Asher Yolda Oisa LeLevi B'Mitzrayim. So what is Yolda Oisa? If Yolda is referring to one woman, so in other words, Yolda is the mother. Asher Yolda, that the mother gave birth to Oisa, to the kid, LeLevi B'Mitzrayim. It's a strange phrase. We didn't even say who the mother was. So why would you say Yolda Oisa? So the Badas Kenan, Mibali Atosis, they have a cryptic little remark of a few words. Asher Yolda Oisa LeLevi, ki Ishtei Shalevi Oisa Shema. Zach, the Das Kenan, a wild shot. Asher Yolda Oisa, Oisa is the name of the wife of Levi. So Yolda Oisa LeLevi, Oisa, the wife of Levi, gave birth to this daughter, to Levi. So first of all, we never heard the Torah refer to the wife of any of the Shvatim by name. Not a single one. So, and we never heard this before either, but over here in Parshas Pinchas comes a pasuk. This is how Tosfos says what's going on. Of course, the pasuk is something you have to dash in something, Yolda Oisa. So, and at the least, we're referring to the wife of Levi and saying she gave birth, and we're not saying her name. But Tosfos says, no, if I can, not Yolda is the wife and Oisa is the kid. But Yolda Oisa means Oisa is the wife, and Oisa gave birth. So, and now, Oisa is a very strange name. Of course, that may not be a fair argument. There's a lot of names in the Torah that you might not think of giving to your kid. But it's still an odd name. And Oisa is the word, which means her. So, Levi's wife, her name was her. The whole thing over here, but I think this Das Kenim, once you see this Gemara in Bava Basra, where mysterious clouds are hovering over this memory from Rav Chiya Bar Ava, that you wanted to take away from me my diamond. So I think there's a shaykhus. So I want to say it like this. Rashi says in first in Parshas Miketz, when it says that Yosef was missing, and it says that all Yaakov's, one of them, Yosef, his sons and his daughters, came to comfort him, Lenachamai, to console him. So Rashi says, it's Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. The Machlokes is, who are these Ben Yosef? So really, in the end, there's no machlokes who they are. They both agree that it's the daughters-in-law. But The question is, who are the daughters-in-law? So one Rambam says, they married Cananias. And so why does he call it his daughters? They're not his daughters. Because a person calls his daughters-in-law daughters. That's what it means, the daughter-in-law. It's a shtickle daughter. Like your Adam is the shtickle son, and the daughter-in-law is the shtickle daughter. The other man, Rabbi Yehuda, says no. To umis neldu im ha-shvatim, v'nasuais. That all the shvatim married twins. It was the Eibishter that made that there was a twin girl born with each shevet. So you could maybe they didn't marry their own twin. Could be it's not clear whether they married the twin that was born with them or they married the different twin. Someone else's twin. But al kaponim, the shiduchim from the children of Yaakov Avinu were other children of Yaakov Avinu. And just like in the time of Adam and Chava, they had to marry their sisters because there wasn't enough people yet. So here, in making Klal Yisrael, it's a new bria. And in this world, in this system, we're not going to now start importing Canaanim into the system. So al karchach, there had to be a heta mitzad the arayas of achos. There was a heta in that. Because there's no other Eitzah, and it was their own sister that they married. And after the Kasha, Tyson Baba Basri asked, so why didn't Yitzchak marry his sister? If you have this idea. But Al Kaponim, that's what this mandrama is. So Rashi brings these two mandrama. But now when you get to Parshas Vayigash, when it says that Yaakov is coming to Mitzrayim, and it says he's coming with Shivim Nefesh, and they're only counting sons. So, Vishloim, according to the Mandoma, that the wives were Cananias. So they didn't mention the Cananias, the wives. But according to the Mandoma, that the wives are also his daughters. And you're mentioning Serach Bas Osha, and you're mentioning Yocheved. Serach Bas Osha, Yocheved Bas Levi, when discussion with women, you're mentioning them for sure. So why wouldn't you mention the daughters, who are also daughters-in-law, both? So, Rashi, you have to say that they died. Let's see the lashon. Ule divrei oimer t'umi snodu ma'shvotim tzvich manu loimer shemesu lefnei yudasin l'mitzrayim. Sherei lo nimnu kan. Rashi said, then I counted over here. Must be they died. So, the chayit is a maridika question here. Because there's no more children from the Shvatim that happened in Mitzrayim, right? That you see clearly. You come to Mitzrayim, when they leave, it tells you the name of the families. They're all the same people who were mentioned in Vayigash. So every child of a Shevet was born before. Now, what happened in the end? In the end, according to this Mandon, they were really married to their sisters. And they had the children, and then the sisters all died. The Pasuk says that when they in Vayigash that they went came in with their wives. They don't count the wives, but the Pasuk says they had wives. So who were they? Zivik Sheni. They lost their wife, whatever the Cheshbon was, Min HaShemayim. These women were only born anyway to bring out the next generation after the Shvatim. And they were born, they had the children, and they all died before they went to Mitzrayim. That's like from this, from the Rashi. But they got married. So now, what happened to all these women that they married? Who are these women? And none of these women had any children, right? Because they have no more children. So these Zivik Shenis, you're allowed to take a Zivik Sheni, not to be alone. But it's not for Purovu. They're not having children from these Zivik Shenis. Right? The Zivik Shenis may be working on this. He doesn't say who's the Zivik Sheni. Or maybe they went back and married Bnei Yishma. But whatever the chesmen is, but they have these Zivik Shenis. The Zivik Shenis have no children. That's the whole system. So the problem is, who's the wife of Levi? Levi has a wife that's having a kid. If she's a daughter of Yaakov, she should be counted. Right? So Elamai, he did the same thing that the other ones did. He married someone who was not from the family, And poor kid, they all married to these Nashman and Atmanai's bottom. And they have no other children from these second marriages. They're all the children are from the first marriages, which had a special siyata d'shmaya of sisters that were born to bring about these children. So who's this woman that Levi's married to that has Yocheved Bein HaChemes? Right? And the Pasha, it's not Mashmah, I mean, there's no language here to indicate that she died before they came in and the baby was born after they came in. So she's not from the Bar Mitzrayim, but the kid is. You don't see a language like that in these Chazals to indicate that. No reason to believe that she died in childbirth and she's not Catholic. So the question then is, who's this? You know, so it comes out that in this system, that they all had sisters, and they had all the main children from those sisters, and the sisters all died, and then they went and took Zivik Shenis, who could not have children, who were past the age of having children, let's say. Or as many Shemayim, they weren't having children, whatever the husband is, except one exception. The one woman who is a Zivik Sheni, not a sister, who had the children, who had a child, was the mother of Yocheved. So therefore, when we see in the Pasuk say in Parshas Pinchas, that we know the name of the mother of Yocheved, I mean, we tell our name, Oysa, according to the Das Ganim, so it fits very well, because she's different than all these other women, because all these other women were either Knanis or Batel, or the sisters who are also Batel, in a different kind of way. And so the one who we do have a name and who seems not to fit into these categories, clearly not a sister or she would be counted, he's from the new marriages, somehow, yes, having a kid, and that kid is Yocheved, who's now the Bein HaChemes, from this anomaly here. So who is that? So that's why I want to offer this theory, which is Rav Sinigra, completely mind-blowing. And I saved this for 1 minute to 10, so they can't make too big an explosion against me. So I want to tell you that the pshat is, there's a great mystery in where are the nefesh ha-sha'asu b'charim. Nobody knows where they are. The nefesh ha-sha'asu b'charim, it's a whole big thing. Avraham Avinu made the nefesh ha-sha'asu b'charim. And the Medrash Rabbah says Yitzchak also made Gerim. And Yaakov also made Gerim. And he brings Sukkim to tell you all the Gerim that they're all making Gerim. And then they all disappear. No Gerim. They go to Mitzrayim. No Gerim. Where'd everybody go? And not only that, when they're making these Shidduchim, it doesn't, neither Mandama says it's those people, right? One Mandama says they had special twins. The other Mandama says Canaanites. But what about the Nefesh HaSha'asu b'charim? Why do you got to take Kananias? You can take the Nefesh HaSha'asu b'charim. So you have to say that they had a cheshbon. Dafka not to take. So people shouldn't say that they're being, let's say a svara like this, could say a different svara. The svara could be that people shouldn't say they're going around to be Magai Gerim instead of five women to marry. Like they told the Bnei Shechem, you know, they said, we'll be able to marry each other. But they didn't want to do that. So they say, made a gedda, but they weren't marrying these women. But here in this Zivik Sheni process, where they were marrying women who they thought are not having kids. So they married those women, right? And the only one who had a kid was a Mephis with that Levi who thought he made the same cheshbon as everyone else. He thought he's marrying someone who's not a Bas Bonim. But something happened that he had a Bas, and the Bas is Yocheved, right? So it comes out a nerdic thing, according to this cheshbon, comes out that when we all ask the question, I heard a lot of Gedolim ask this question, squirming. Where's the Nefesh HaSha'asu b'charim? And I had a different rabbi that asked this question. They didn't have a pshat. But I'm saying, could be this is Maharaj from the Sodei HaTorah, that not only are the Nefesh HaSha'asu b'charim have a chelek in Klal Yisrael, but the mother of Moshe and Aaron and Miriam is from the Nefesh HaSha'asu b'charim. Because they married them in Zivik Sheni, thinking they're not having kids, and that's happened. And this one woman had a kid. And that's the power that not only they have a chelek in Klal Yisrael, but who's the kid? Nefesh HaSha'asu b'charim. Who's the kid they have? Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, the mamash, the leaders of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. You could say a remez, if you haven't stoned me yet, you could say a remez. This strange name, the name is Oysa, what kind of name is that, right? And the Oysa is spelled without a vav, Aleph, Tof, Hey. But those are the first three letters of Es HaNefesh, Es HaAsa B'char, is Isa. You can say Remes to this Nerdic Yisoid, and will be my invite, but that's my proposal.
The beginning part of this, so his claim is that
he basically, his question was.